from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. At an economic summit in China, President Obama turning his attention to the Islamic State, consulting with leaders of Turkey and Britain, important allies with their own challenges at home. Also, Mr. Obama's schedule today will be his first meeting with Theresa May, the new British Prime Minister. President Obama arrived Saturday in Hangzhou for the G20 gathering, where he and Chinese President Xi Jinping announced that they had committed their nations to a landmark climate deal brokered last year in Paris.
The growing threat of climate change could define the contours of this century more dramatically than any other challenge. One of the reasons I ran for this office was to make sure that America does its part to protect this planet for future generations.
China and the U.S. represent the world's two biggest carbon dioxide emitters. They have formally submitted documents marking their commitment. The move puts the climate deal closer to taking effect, potentially by year's end. Bangladesh has executed a senior Islamist leader, Mir Qasem Ali, who was found guilty of war crimes during the 1971 war in which Bangladesh broke away from Pakistan. Meantime, Bangladesh has seen an increase in militant attacks, including the assault on a Dhaka cafe that killed 20, most of them foreigners. Turkey has sent more tanks into northern Syrian villages to support Syrian rebels in their fight against the Islamic State. At least 20 tanks, 5 armored personnel carriers, trucks, other armored vehicles crossed the border, marking Turkey's second incursion since it launched the so-called Euphrates Shield on August the 24th. This is VOA News. UN Refugee Agency estimating that nearly 4,200 people have died or gone missing in the Mediterranean in the last year, trying to escape fighting and difficult situations in their home countries. During the first 8 months of this year, the agency reports more than 280,000 people have made the sea crossing to Europe. Number of arrivals in Greece, however, practically dried up following the implementation of a European Union-Turkey accord under which migrants are prevented from leaving Turkish shores, but the number leaving Libya, for that matter, toward Italy remains high. UNHCR spokesperson William Spindler says the change in the migration pattern has caused a spike in the number of casualties.
So far this year, one person has died for every 42 crossing from North Africa to Italy, compared to one in every 52 last year. This makes 2016, to date, the deadliest year on record in the Central Mediterranean. The chances of dying on the Libya to Italy route are 10 times higher than when crossing from Turkey to Greece.
Meanwhile, the UN Children's Fund estimates around 500,000 refugee and migrant children have fallen prey to smugglers. Vatican hosts a ceremony today where Pope Francis will lead the canonization service for Mother Teresa in front of St. Peter's Basilica. Speaking to thousands of lay volunteers from around the world, including firefighters and volunteers who rescue survivors from the earthquake in central Italy in August, Pope Francis said Saturday that Mother Teresa deserves sainthood. And he also said about the public servants, let us imitate their example, he said, as we ask to be humble instruments in God's hands in order to alleviate the world's sufferings and to share the joy, he says, and hope of the resurrection. Mother Teresa, Nobel Peace Prize winner, was known during her lifetime as the Saint of the Gutters for her work among the poorest of the poor in India, arriving there in Calcutta in 1929. When she died in 1997 at the age of 87, Mother Teresa's only possessions were her Bible, her prayer beads, and her sari. Voters in Hong Kong at the polls today for what some are describing as the city's most crucial election since the handover from Britain in 1997. The vote for lawmakers is the first since the 2014 pro-democracy street protest rocked Hong Kong. At stake is the power to keep the city's widely unpopular Beijing-backed leader Leung Chun-ying. Get more news at our website at voanews.com and also on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.